Can't touch this.
Don't touch the cup. Don't touch the cup.
Can't touch this.
104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Yes, Brad. We got it, man. We're not supposed to touch the cup. We are joined by Howie Barrow, who's the caretaker of the Stanley Cup of the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. And also we've confirmed a public appearance coming up tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at Dirks Bentley's Whiskey Row on Broadway. So I want to make sure we mention that as well. Howie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
How much fun is it to travel around and see people's reactions like the ones you just got from us when you bring this thing into the room?
It's amazing. Sorry. It never seems to amaze, cease to amaze me, because as soon as you think everybody's seen it already, it's just more and more people keep coming out. Social media helps with that too, but everybody's just so excited to see it.
How long is the tour as you take this thing around, not just in Nashville, but other places?
We're traveling all year round, about 320 days a year. So right now we're traveling throughout the playoffs, promoting the Stanley Cup to all the different playoff cities. So I'm not sure what the schedule or where it's going to take us yet. Sure. They're kind of planning it as we go, but it's very exciting to do that.
Explain your background with the Hockey Hall of Fame.
2004, I started working at the Hockey Hall of Fame as a volunteer. Just wanted to talk hockey with other fans. Next thing I know, I was working part-time hours in the museum. And then eventually I got asked to start traveling with the Cup. What a great experience. Unbelievable. I've been doing it 10 years now, and it's been the most amazing experience in the world.
Well, Howard, man, I saw you carried up in here. How much does it weigh, man? I was wondering how much you work out. You know, you weren't breathing hard or anything, man. How much does this thing weigh?
Yeah, it weighs 37.7 pounds, and I am breathing a little bit hard. I had to come up the stairs, a couple flights of stairs, yeah. But it's all good. It keeps me in shape for sure. People always ask me if I'm armed, like what kind of security do I have with it? But I just say I'm left arm, right arm. That's it.
Oh man. Okay. So you got some pipes there, man. You probably know some karate or something else, right? Just kidding. Has it always been shaped this way? Give us a little backdrop on the history of the shape and everything else, how it all got started and what year that was.
Okay. So Lord Stanley was the Governor General of Canada back in the late 1890s. And, he wanted to donate some kind of a trophy to the amateur champions within the Dominion of Canada. So he donated the bowl. The bowl that's on here right now is not the original one. It's in the Hockey Hall of Fame on permanent display because of its history and that. But so they didn't actually engrave it until about 1907 was the first time they actually started putting names on it. So over time, it started to grow. And with the shape of the cup, it has changed shape over the years. You have the original neck piece underneath from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Then in the mid-40s, it was almost like a stovepipe shape as it continued to grow and they put names and stuff on it from the winning teams. Mid-40s, they changed it to the shape that it is now, but they used the original bands from that 1940s cup. Didn't quite work because they didn't know how to keep continuing the tradition with the engravings without it getting filled up again. So in the mid-50s, they changed it again to the format that it is now. And what happens is... every 13 years when the bottom band is filled now, it completely fills the cup again. They have to remove the top band, move everything up one level, put a brand new blank one on the bottom, and the one that they remove is retired to the Hockey Hall of Fame. So it'll never change shape now. It'll stay exactly the way it is now.
All right, give us the three biggest no-nos when it comes to the Stanley Cup.
If you haven't won it, we don't want you to lift it up. The players have earned the right to do that, so we try to keep that for them. It's special for them.
Oh, but you can touch it. Just don't lift it up.
You can touch it, yes.
We allow the fans.
Yeah, we allow the fans to touch it, hug it, and kiss it. No swimming pools. The water is not very favorable, whether it's salt water or chlorine or whatever. It's not good for the cup. Other than that, I mean, as long as it's not going to disrespect the cup or potentially damage it, it's all good for the players to do what they need to do with it.
All right, let me preface this by saying we are thrilled you're here.
Thank you.
But how many times do you walk into a room and people go, where's Phil?
Yes. Almost every day. For sure. Hundreds of times
explain
a day.
Explain that.
Where's the blonde-haired guy? But that's because they see Phil on TV. He's been doing this now for 30 years, and he's the one who presents
He's a rock star.
He is, absolutely.
It's really unbelievable. All right, so what is your summer like, your off-season like? There are seven people, I guess, who are keepers of the cup. How do you divide up going to the hometowns of the winning players and coaches during the off season?
Well, the off season actually is our busiest season because we are traveling to the hometowns. There's three of us that will probably do the majority of all the travel, and then we have a few other guys who will help give us a break throughout the summer. So we're traveling every day from the time they win it in mid-June until the home opener in October. So we'll usually be scheduled to like a week to 10 days on, take a quick break, and then we'll come back and do it all over again.
Yeah, obviously you're a Canadian, judging by your accent. How cool is it to go into those smaller Canadian towns and see the reaction of people, you know, who are rabid hockey fans who get to see the Stanley Cup maybe for the first and only time in their lives?
Pretty amazing. A lot of emotion is into those, you know, goes into that. You see some of these farmers maybe, you know, in you know, northern Saskatchewan or something that possibly listen to the game on the radio with their fathers or grandparents, listening to Foster Hewitt or somebody describing it, never having a chance to see it until they saw it on TV. And now for us to be able to bring it out to them, it's quite a moving experience for them.
Did you, the Washington Caps, obviously, you know, won the Stanley Cup last year. You know, Barry Trotz, obviously, near and dear to us here. Did you get to go with Barry to his hometown?
I did. He's from Manitoba originally.
He
and,
is.
Such a great guy. We had a lot of fun with him. He's down to earth, just a family guy, really cares about his community. And, yeah, just a special guy to be with. He's a great coach, too.
Oh, absolutely. And it's become sort of a thing, you know, with the players when they get possession of the cup that you sort of plan the day out, right?
They do. You have to. And they have their day, you know, filled up pretty good. From early morning until midnight is when they have the cup. So it's busy.
A couple of years ago, not the team we wanted to see skating with the cup on the ice at Bridgestone Arena, but it was neat to see that ceremony with Pittsburgh getting it and you know, Chris Crosby taking the first lap and all that. How much extra polish and work goes into having the cup ready for that moment? Because you could tell it had a little extra, you know, when they brought it out to for the championship. You guys brought it out there.
Right. So typically during a regular day throughout the year, it's just soap and water just to take off the fingerprints and stuff. But when it's going to be presented like that, there's usually some silver polish that's involved and it's buffed up. So it's shining brightly in the big lights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to look good for the rest of the summer that way.
What's the challenge of taking it like through security at airports and things like that?
It's not too bad. Every airport's different. But, you know, when we check in, we let them know what we have. And we're basically going through TSA like anybody else that has an oversized package, and they'll look at it, make sure that it's safe to travel with, and then we lock it up and it goes underneath with regular baggage.
Are those nervous moments when you make sure that it goes on and off the plane? I mean, do you really watch that very closely?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, we trust the airlines too. I mean, we have to. We have no choice. But I think the most tense moments maybe is when we have tight connections. You want to make sure that the bag is transferred properly. Right. So
you see it in Honolulu somewhere going around the baggage carousel. Well, has the cup been lost at any point?
Not when I've been around, but it has missed a few connections. Like I said, I remember one of my first summers traveling with it. It didn't show up one day. A player had to go back to his hometown to a parade without the cup, and I had to wait at the airport for the next flight. But it happens, not very often. But, you know, like I said, because the schedule's so tight sometimes, you just can't help it with the connections.
Howie, thank you so much for coming by here and bringing this. It's a thrill to see the Stanley Cup.
Oh, thanks for having us. This is great. Thank you.
All right. That's Howie Barrow from the Hockey Hall of Fame, bringing the Stanley Cup by to spend a few minutes with us here. And don't forget tonight, public appearance with the Cubs, 5:30 to 7:30 at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row. That is on Broadway.